Hi, I'm Tom Smurden. I'm the Director of Strategy and Sustainability at Ashford and St Peter's Hospitals.
It's a great job title. What is it? What do you do?
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. So I guess it's my job to make sure that as a trust, we are making all the right plans, doing all the right things to help provide the best quality care to people, but also improving the health of the population generally and making sure that we're using public money responsibly, as you would expect. And the sustainability part of my job title relates to all of that, because if we're not doing that sustainably, we aren't going to last for long or do a very good job. But it also relates to environmental sustainability. Part of my role is to make sure that we've got a green plan and that we are doing what we can to decarbonize the trust and the way that we provide care and to improve biodiversity and all those other things.
These are all things that, I mean, we mentioned, you know, 75th anniversary of the NHS. 75 years ago, these are things perhaps that wouldn't be so much being on people's agendas, but now, you know, it's all very important, you know, all the work you do.
Absolutely right, John. No, and I mean, it's important to be talking about this on the 75th birthday of the NHS as we are. And people often say that the National Health Service is a national illness service, and we should be much more focused on keeping people well and enabling them to take responsibility for their health and do much more about that. And we completely agree with that. That's all about making the NHS fit for the future, which is what we're all about.
Yes, obviously very, very, very much changed over the years then from when it all started. And how long have you been involved in the NHS?
Oh, I've been in the NHS for about the last third of its existence. So you can do the maths in your head. But I've been at Ashford and St Peter's for 10 years almost to the day. Very proud of it.
A big changes for Ashford and St Peter's then over those last 10 years, I would imagine.
Big changes across the whole NHS, yeah, and we're not immune to any of that, as you would expect.
So the Community Day, this is something that you held the first one of these back in 2019. So what happens? What can we expect on the 15th of July?
As you say, the first one we did was back in 2019, and of course then there was a global pandemic which kind of got in the way of us doing another one, unfortunately. So we're really, really excited about getting back to this. It's really just to open our doors. And usually when people come to the hospital, they're either not very well or they're visiting somebody who's not very well, and it's not really a very positive experience often because of that, although we try to make it as good as we can. So this is an opportunity really to come and see what the hospital's like, and give you an opportunity to understand how you get into careers in the NHS, clinical or non-clinical. There's a whole range of different careers, to see some parts of the hospital that you wouldn't normally see. So the operating theatres, some of the educational areas that we run and the educational offer, some of our staff wellbeing areas, get inside an ambulance and a fire appliance. So, you know, just to give people a chance to see what the place is like, get to talk to the staff and the clinicians, in a way that you wouldn't normally when you come and visit the hospital.
Yeah, and it's going to be less, obviously, you're going to be able to sort of take more of it in because you're going to be, you know, in that sort of better frame of mind to experience it. And I guess if somebody's potentially got an operational procedure coming up and they're a little bit anxious to actually come in and have a look around the operating theatre and be talk through what happens, that's going to help, isn't it? A lot with that.
I agree, John. I think that's a really important part of it. I think it is an anxious time when you're waiting for a procedure or you've got an appointment date. And I think being able to see it and bring your family and friends and just have that little bit more awareness of what the place is like and familiarisation, I think that helps. I mean, and I would say also, if people are anxious about where their operation or their procedure, please do call in and talk to us, and we're more than happy to do what we can to help answer any questions and help to put some of that anxiety to bed.
We mentioned careers in the NHS, a wide variety of careers. I mean, if somebody was, you know, looking to start their career in the NHS, I mean, what sort of advice would you give?
Oh, I mean, there is just such a huge wealth of careers available in the NHS, and it's a fantastic institution to be part of, despite everything, you know, you hear in the news these days. It is a real vocation. if you come on the community day, you'll get to talk to clinicians and non-clinicians actually about the training that we do, the education that we provide, the careers that are available, and actually how we help people manage their careers and provide career pathways, you know, from kind of training into the first role that you might do, and then how you move up the different bands and take on additional responsibilities. So yeah, I mean, there is so much scope. I mean, you can almost do any job in the NHS. So anyone out there who's looking for a change or is interested, please come along next Saturday.
Yeah, speak to people and get those first-hand experiences of what it's like to work for the NHS. And there's going to be some interactive displays and stalls. So that sounds really interesting.
That's absolutely. I mean, we've got about 50 stands actually at the moment that we're organising with people to put on. We've got some interactive stands and demonstrations. You know, we've got lots of health advice for people. We've got the ability to come and visit the theatres. I think anyone who went on the last community day will remember that as a real highlight. We've got our education suite, our simulation suite, and the sort of simulation mannequins that we use in the virtual reality suite that we have, so the opportunity to come and get involved in all of that as well, and loads of things for the kids, the opportunity to sample the food. Our amazing chef Ralph is doing some cooking for us, so there'll be an opportunity to sample some of that. Yeah, loads of stuff.
Lots of people's ears just picked up at that point. Oh, food. Okay.
Yeah, I can highly recommend it.
Is this happening? This is happening at St Peter's. I go to something later in the year for Ashford, is that right?
Yeah, this is happening at St Peter's, and of course we run two hospitals, and we're also very present at Woking Community Hospital, which is very important community hospital for the area. But yeah, we're also doing this at Ashford, and Ashford has got a particular suite of services, and is really important to its own community in that part of the patch. So if you can't make it along on the 15th of July, then there will be another opportunity to come and see us up at Ashford later in the year.
Okay, and well timed, of course, as you mentioned, for the 75th anniversary of the NHS. So just wondering, Tom, what does being part of the Trust at Ashford St Peter's and also being part of a wider NHS, what does that mean to you?
I think it's just really important to be able to have a kind of a purpose, isn't there, in life. And I think, I'm not a clinician, but my dad was a GP and my sister's a midwife. And, you know, there's lots of NHS in our family. And I think being part of the NHS and being able to apply, you know, my skills and experience to such an important institution, but also part of everyone's lives. I mean, everybody knows somebody who works in the NHS. Everyone's been affected by it. Everyone's been touched by it. You know, my kids were born at St Peter's, so it's part of my life, and I'm as part of its community. And I think being able to kind of give back to that and to be a part of that is just really fulfilling. So, I mean, I'd recommend it to anyone.
Absolutely. Ultimate job satisfaction and knowing what you're doing is making a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a challenging time, as everybody knows, but I think there's real reward, isn't there, in working with those challenges and trying to find a way, linking with the communities that we serve to continue to improve the healthcare that we provide.
And that's so important, is it, linking with the community, because, you know, the community are people that are going to be using the hospital potentially, you know, at some point or another. I mean, she mentioned your kids born there. I was born at St Peter's as well, actually. So, you know,
We've got that in common. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I mean, I just kind of just do a shout out as well to the other health partners and local authority partners that we work with. We have a Northwest Surrey Alliance, which is all of those bodies, all of the borough councils, community care, the GPs, primary care, our mental health trust locally, that work together to make sure that we can join up care and make it as straightforward for people to access and improve the quality of that care at every step of the journey. So that's a really important piece of work that we're doing too.
Absolutely, so important, connecting everything. So wherever you go, wherever you're accessing things with the NHS, you know, it all ties up and you're connected. So the community day is happening on the 15th, as you mentioned, at St Peter's, 15th of July. How do we find out more, and what time is it running from?
So it's from 10 to 3. You can come along at any time during those hours. Parking is free. You can sample the delights of our new multi-story car park. You can get more information about it on our website, which is the Ashford St Peter's.nhs.uk website. So please visit there. But we'll be here 10 to 3, 15th of July at St Peter's Hospital.
Brilliant. Stick that date in the diary. It's going to be really interesting to see the hospital like you've never seen it before.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.